And now I'm joined on the line by John from J.W. Smith's Butchers there up in Raheny. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Debbie. Delighted that you have me on again for this Christmas.
I know, hard to believe. I mean, the years have just gone by so quick. This must be the third Christmas we're talking. We got a great response last Christmas. People ringing up with the ideas we were talking about. We talked a little bit about alternative recipes to turkey and ham. But I found over the last couple of weeks, a lot of my friends anyway are talking going back a couple of years, they were saying, oh, I want something different than turkey, an alternative like beef or something, but they're going back to getting turkey again. Have you found this in the butchers?
We have. We've seen this year, every year the trends change a little bit, and this year people are going back to the whole bird again this year. So they're getting the turkey as their mother would or father would 30 years ago with the legs and everything left on it. We've noticed a little bit of a decline in the sales of boned and rolled turkeys this year because people just seem to want the traditional look on the table for this Christmas.
Yeah, it does. It looks lovely when you have the whole bird on the table. And you were talking about going back years when I was smaller, my dad used to come in with the turkey, like ready to pluck and everything. Like, you wouldn't be getting that now. Like, he used to just buy it as a dead turkey and pluck it. But
They were called NYD turkeys, or New York dressed. So
yeah.
What used to happen was you'd have lots of people who would be, if you were living anywhere near a farming background, even in North County Dublin, you would have people who would rare turkeys for Christmas, maybe 50 or 60 turkeys for Christmas, and they'd either sell them to their friends or give them out to their friends as Christmas presents, but you'd have to dress the turkey yourself.
Yeah.
And you'd see it hanging out inside in maybe the shed for 3 or 4 days before the Christmas. And then your mom or your dad would probably dress it inside in the kitchen, and then they'd pop it in the oven. And that's a tradition that's been lost over the last few years. On a personal level, I remember that was the start of Christmas for us here. Myself and my uncle used to go down out to the back of North County Dublin and pick the turkeys like that NYD, and then the lads in the shops here would be dressing the turkeys, and we'd have a big two nights in a row, work until 2 or 3 in the morning dressing the turkeys here inside in the shop. But that's all changed now. They all come in ready dressed and ready to go.
So you don't have to do that anymore. Just tell us a little bit about the JW Butchers. Have you been there for years?
So we've two shops now. We have a shop in Raheny that's in the village there in Raheny for over 70 years. My uncle Willie Smith is still down there working away, and my auntie Mary, and Brendan, their son, is out there in Portmarnock. And then we have the shop here in Portmarnock for 42 years now. And I'm here in Portmarnock with a great group of lads led here as well by Jeff and Shane and Ian. And Vinnie on the counter, and Roy, and they're all great lads, and they're with us many years. We're proud to say that our staff, most of our staff are with us for over 15, 20 years. Some of them have never worked anywhere else except with J.W. Smith.
That's great, and it's great to have that personal touch as well when you go into your butchers, I think, to get the advice, and when you go to the bigger supermarkets and you pick them up off the shelf, you know, when you want to ask, oh, how does this cook, or, you know, do I have to leave it on for so long? It's great to get that personal kind of touch with your local butchers. But I've just heard on the radio as well, another station there yesterday, that people, a lot of people, like 60% people who buy frozen turkeys are not defrosting them properly. Now, would you recommend, or is there much difference between a frozen turkey and a fresh turkey to taste like?
There is a huge difference between a frozen turkey and a fresh turkey. First of all, your butcher is not going to sell you a frozen turkey. They will just deal in fresh food. And with the frozen turkey, you don't know when it was frozen. It could be frozen for up to 2 years before you take it home with you. And a turkey that's frozen for that length of time, if it's 2 years frozen, it won't defrost in a day. It would take up to 3 to 4 days for that turkey to defrost properly.
Mm-hmm.
It also, the freezing process will inevitably affect the quality. The longer it's frozen for, the less the quality would be with the turkey. So my advice to anyone who does buy a frozen turkey, because there are people that buy frozen turkeys every single year, and that's for a convenience issue, or maybe there's not too many really good butcher shops left around the place anymore. A lot have closed in the last couple of years, and they mightn't have access to a butcher, and the nearest shop to them might only have a frozen turkey. So my advice is to buy it early and to defrost it slowly in your fridge over the period of 3 to 4 days. So a turkey is frozen at minus 20 degrees and your fridge is going to be at plus 2. So your turkey will defrost slowly in the bottom of your fridge over a period of 4 to 5 days. And that way, you're making sure that it's defrosted right the way through to the inside, to the carcass of the turkey, but it's not spoiling on the outside, because if you leave it out of the fridge, it will defrost from the outside in, and the outside could start to perish while the inside was still hard. So
you have to be quite careful.
Defrost it slowly.
I didn't think that would take that long, but obviously it does. And I suppose it's quite overwhelming as well. We get so many different advice on how to cook a turkey. And so what should we be looking for? Because I suppose cooking times are so variable. But what's the simplest way to know how long we should cook a turkey?
The simplest way for a turkey is for 20 minutes to the pound or 40 minutes to the kilo. So if you have a 15-pound bird, it's going to take 300 minutes, which is 5 hours to cook a 15 pound bird. Now, in your butcher shops, in both our shops and Smith's Butchers, we have pop-ups. And what a pop-up is, you just pop this little thing about half the size of a pen into the breast of your turkey. And when your turkey is cooked, believe it or not, this little gadget will pop up and it'll let you know that the turkey is cooked, because the core temperature has reached 67 to 69 degrees. And that would let you know that it's cooked. But the basic rule for a turkey on the bone, 20 minutes to the pound. Take it out, baste it on the hour, and then turn the turkey around a couple of times within the oven so that it's not facing the same way all the time, because there's different heat temperatures within your oven. And the easiest way to think about that is a rotisserie chicken cooker that you'd see inside in a deli counter or inside in the supermarket. You would see the rotisserie chickens, and they're moving around the whole time. And the whole idea is that they get equal heat the whole way around, and then they get that lovely brown colour. So if you turn your turkey around 4 or 5 times during the 5 hour or the 4 hour cooking process, it's going to have equal heat distribution on it, and it'll come out nice and golden when it comes out of the oven.
And for storing, I know at Christmas you have so much shopping food in your fridge, and sometimes it's hard to kind of actually fit your turkey in the fridge. How should we store it?
The turkey is the most important thing. It's the centrepiece of your Christmas dinner, your turkey and your ham. Now, your turkey has to get into the fridge. It's the most important thing. So you have two drawers, or most people would have two drawers down the bottom of the fridge where they'd store a lot of their veg. Their veg would keep fine outside their fridge. Remove them two drawers from your fridge and pop your turkey in here into the bottom for the couple of days. Your turkey will not keep. Every year we have a couple of people coming back to us before the Christmas, thank God, because they've maybe collected a little bit earlier, and they say to us, "God, I don't know about my turkey. I wonder, is it okay? Where did you have it?" "Oh, I had it in the shed." And we spoke about the shed earlier on, where people many years ago used to have their turkey inside in the shed, but that was when it was NYD. The turkey wasn't dressed at this stage. And a turkey will spoil from the inside out. Okay, you'll get the smell on the inside of the turkey in the cavity before you'll get it on the outside. And once the turkey is dressed, it has to get into the fridge. It's so important. And I've looked at the weather forecast for this weekend again, and the weather's to be 9 or 10 degrees all weekend, and your turkey won't keep in that temperature.
No.
So whatever it is, I know you'll have to get your milk and you'll have to get your cream and things into the fridge, but you've got to make room for that turkey down the bottom, never on the top, because the juices could drip down on top of whatever else that you have underneath it. Always on the bottom of the fridge. Take out them two drawers down the bottom and pop your turkey in there.
And I always...
regards to your ham, because I mentioned the ham at the start.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
The ham, you will get away with your ham before it's cooked by steeping it in a basin of water. It will keep fine in that for up to about 16 hours before you cook it. So if you collected your ham from your butcher on Christmas Eve or the evening before, and if you decided then to steep it and cook it, it'll keep absolutely fine. But it's absolutely so important to make sure that your turkey gets into the fridge.
Put in the fridge. Now, I know people like to leave, I suppose, until the kind of last minute to pick up their turkey. But would it be okay to pick up, Christmas is Tuesday, for people to pick the turkey up on Sunday and keep it in the fridge for then? It should be okay for a day or two there, shouldn't it, before you cook
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Your turkey would be just fine for collection on... We're collecting this year on Saturday, Sunday and Christmas Eve, Monday, with the main day for collections being Sunday. We're telling everyone to pop down to our shops on Sunday to collect, and as long as you can bring it home and make a bit of room in your fridge before you come down to collect the turkey and pop it in there into it. But again, if you don't if you think you're under a little bit of pressure for space, you know, a lot of people, maybe the next door neighbour isn't cooking a turkey that year, or they mightn't be in the house for Christmas or whatever else, and you might have a key to their house or something like that, where you can turn around and use a neighbour's fridge. Yeah. They might have a spare fridge out the back, but it really is a time to empty out the fridge and make sure that the most important part of your Christmas dinner is 100% when it reaches the oven on Christmas Day.
And I know last year I asked you as well for after the turkey is cooked, how should it be stored? Because I know going back years ago, the turkey used to be left out overnight in our house, like not in the fridge, and yep, still ate the next day. Like, but I'd say that's quite dangerous now, is it?
Well, it is, and if you just think of our houses now, like the heat will be on for the Christmas, and we're double glazed windows. There was always a really cold room inside in the house that had no central heating, or yeah, it had no double glazed windows, and you would have got away with it a little bit easier back then with regards to that. But the best thing to do is, when you're finished with your turkey on Christmas Day, if somebody has the job of taking all the meat off the bone, off the carcass, and having a little container there with a lid on it, and pop all the meat into the container, take the legs off and the whole lot, and then you're going to cut down in your storage. But don't throw out that carcass. Yeah. Make a stock for that carcass then. Just boil up that carcass there straight away, because you will not eat finer than a stock made from your turkey bones after the Christmas. My man makes the turkey stock at the end of Christmas every year, and we all make our way up there. It's like a second go or a third go at the turkey. Mm. And she makes the most fantastic soup out of the stock, and it's only once or twice a year. You know, you might get a turkey at Easter time and get that stock again, but the stock from the turkey is just fantastic. So don't waste all those that lovely carcass. Get it into the pot with a few veggies in with it and boil it up. And you could even freeze some of that stock to keep it for a little treat in the middle of January if we have the snow, you know.
Sounds gorgeous. Now, I know you're in a hurry today, John. Just before you go for, I know you're a butcher's and that, but we talked last year about a kind of vegetarian options like salmon and fish. Do you do anything like that in the butchers?
We do. We have a partnership with Kish Fish, and they supply us with lovely fresh fish. So if anyone wanted to order some fish for themselves for the Christmas, we have prawns coming into us, we have salmon. Another thing that's very popular, and it's becoming more popular every year, over the years we have some people who've come to Ireland from places like Prague and Budapest, from different countries, Poland and Czechoslovakia, all over Europe. And in Europe they don't have turkey for dinner. They actually have carp in a lot of these eastern countries, and it's become extremely popular. I was talking to the lads up in Kish, and they're saying the amount of carp that they're selling for Christmas now. Carp is a fish that you get inside in the lakes in Eastern Europe, and it's quite a large fish with a lot of bone in it, but a nice fleshy white fish comes off it, and they have it on Christmas Eve. And because we have so many people that have come across now and they're working here, we have some of them working inside, and some of the guys working inside in the shop here with us over the years and a whole lot, and that we're asking them, what do you have for your Christmas? Because they're helping us with the traditional Irish Christmas, with the turkeys and the hams. Our lads are amazed, oh, you don't have turkey for Christmas? And they say, no, we have carp. And over the last couple of years, every year, Kish Fish and the other fish shops in Howth are seeing a big increase. So our community in Ireland is much more diversified from where it was 15, 20, 30 years ago, and it's a different Christmas table every year in people's houses now as we move forward as a society. And it's fantastic, yeah, because true, it's bringing all these new ideas to us, and we just love to see people coming into us and giving us, telling us how they used to spend their Christmases. A lot of people on the continent, it's about Christmas Eve more so even than Christmas Day, which when we're talking here inside in the shop to some of the guys, even the delivery guys from Kish and the whole lot, and they're telling us how they spend their Christmas, and it's an eye-opener, so it is.
They seem to celebrate, as you said, Christmas Eve more than Christmas Day. But it's great to have that option up there, because sometimes you're sorry for vegetarians coming up to Christmas Day, because it's all about the turkey and ham, and the kind of left kind of behind if you're vegan or a vegetarian. But you have a great selection of fish in the butchers as well. So
we have a great selection of fish, we do. And, you know, to be fair, as we've spoke there, as society moves on, you know, we in every household there is a vegetarian, or there might be somebody who's gluten-free. And your butcher, your local butcher, your local shops, everyone, but especially your butcher is adjusting to all these things over the years, because your butcher is not just about selling meat. Like in both our shops, we sell fruit and veg, we sell fish, we have cooked meats, we have dry goods, and we're working towards, we have strong roots burgers there that are suitable for vegetarians, and they're suitable for vegans as well. And we'll adjust, because your butcher is not just about meat, he's about fresh food, and we have to adjust to how it is that people eat inside in Ireland today. And moving forward, if we had a look at the dinner table in 10 years time, I'm sure the turkey and the ham will still be the most important thing, but as time goes on, we're going to have a look and see, you know, what else are people eating, where are the trends going. And if you want to survive in this business in Ireland at the moment, or in any country in Europe, you have to adjust, and that's what your butcher will do. Your butcher will adjust, because your butcher will still be here in 20 and 30 years time feeding your family for Christmas.
And it's great to have you there to get the advice, the proper advice from you. And just before I let you go, John, you still have, if people don't like turkey, there's people out there who just don't like turkey, but you still can have the beef and leg of lamb, and that's all available there. Is it too late to order your turkey now?
No, it's not too late. Our online site closed last night, so we can no longer take online orders from last night, but you can call the shops on 01-846-1225 for Portmarnock, or 01-8313-862 for Raheny, and you can order through the phone, or you can pop down to either of the shops and order. The reason why our online site is finished up now, because we can't guarantee the sizes, and we can't guarantee every stock item that's on the online. So when you ring the shop, the lads will tell you, oh yeah, we have a 14-pound turkey, or we have a lovely half ham, or we have a leg of lamb, or a rib of beef on the bone, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And when you're collecting, or if you're ordering, and if you're not having your roast of beef or your leg of lamb on Christmas Day, ask our lads down in the shop on the counter to vacuum pack it for you. We can vacuum pack it, or we have a tray sealer down the back that we can seal your steaks, and we can make sure that they last all the way through for the Christmas period, because Christmas is about three or four dinners, and it's about family time and entertainment, and we want to make sure that whatever you buy from Smith's Butchers suits your needs and is as fresh as it possibly can be when it hits your plate.
Great. Okay, John, I know you're in a hurry, and I'm going to have to let you go, because I'm going to a nativity play.
I'm popping off to see my little 5-year-old lad. Killian is in the nativity play in Portmarnock School this morning, so I'm going to pop up and see that now.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Family play, family, and nativity plays. God, it's great when that age, and it's all for kids at Christmas.
But that's the magic. The magic of Christmas. The magic of Christmas is it's about children, and it's about spending time with your family. If you're lucky enough to still to be sitting around the table with your whole family, with your parents and your grandparents, and everyone sitting around the dinner table. And even, you know, some of us aren't lucky enough to have that, but it's about remembering the times. We spoke earlier on about the turkeys hanging out the back. Yeah. People remember these things, and Christmas is about tradition. It's
exactly.
About the tradition, and it's about the tradition of family. And it's a fantastic time of the year.
That's what it's all about.
I'd like to wish everybody out there this morning a very, very happy Christmas and a fantastic new year in 2019.
Thanks
very much for having me on this morning, Debbie.
And before I let you go, we're giving a voucher away again, as we do
every year.
So you just phone in with your name and number and be given a chance to win this. But John, thanks a million again for speaking to us here on Air FM, and same to you.
You're
a great Christmas
welcome.
And a happy new year. Cool. And hopefully we'll do this again next year. Just
we do it again.
Quick.
So we have a 50 euro voucher for the winner today. So best of luck now, everyone listening there with that.
Thanks a million.
Please God, we'll talk to you again next year.
Great. Happy Christmas. A million, John. Happy Christmas to you.
Thanks.